Number of Indigenous people in prison in New South Wales has risen 35%, meaning that one in four people incarcerated in that state are now Indigenous. Des Jones, chairperson of the Murdi Paki Regional Assembly, an Indigenous body in far west New South Wales, believes this is a result of entrenched racism in the police force. He spoke to The Wire's Ashlyn Rossi to share his experience.
The effect on our community people, and they have enormous emotional and social well-being sort of effects, and it impacts on our communities. It's the stress it puts on a lot of our communities and trauma on our families. It's actually accelerated. So I think it's important that we understand that a lot of our community members and remote communities are under sort of duress, and you know, that figure of one in four is shocking, but it puts a lot of strain on the community.
And I understand that New South Wales police imprison Indigenous people at a much higher rate than non-Indigenous people. And you believe that this is an effect of racism?
Well, look, there are genuine crimes that are committed. They stem from oppression, and racism is a major component of a lot of the contact with police. And you don't see it in the normal day-to-day grind in a normal city or a town where non-Aboriginal people are confronted by police as much as more the isolated and then targeting those backgrounds. And I've seen it. Look, I live in a small community. I've been across all our communities across the western region of New South Wales. I've seen the behaviour of police close up, and I've been on the receiving end of police contact. So I know what it's all about, and I know how easy it is for them to conjure up or create an incident, and then the end result is provocation so that there is a police reaction.
You mentioned that police are able to create an incident. Could you give us an example of that from your experience?
I mean, if you're a young Aboriginal person and then the police make contact with you, and I've seen the provocation they do so that they get a response from you, and once they get that response, they then have the legitimate reason to take it further, which may lead to charges or a court appearance, yeah.
And what do you believe police should be doing to fix this issue?
Look, the main thing is there's some myths out there. There's a lot of propaganda around, you know, relationships with the community and police. I think that by talking to certain people in our community that they have this connection with community and endorsement, that you can go out and carry on and behave the way they do behave.
What would you and other Indigenous people like to see going forward from the police and from the wider community?
Well, I think there's got to be a better reporting system of police. And at the moment, and I'll tell you now, I'm not very happy with it, but they rely on their note. They take from the field as gospel, and whatever incidents, whatever behaviour, whatever action they do is at their discretion. And the notes they put in their books, that's taken as gospel, and you have no real challenge option to look at those notes and challenge those notes. So unless you've got video evidence or other witnesses to qualify their behaviour, there is no other way. And I think it's a system that's failed Aboriginal people. It protects the police officers. Protects the whole culture of the police force in New South Wales, and it's disgusting.
So you do believe this is a cultural issue within the police?
There's a culture upon culture. There's a culture at the coalface level. There's a culture within the high command. If you put a complaint in, you complain to the police. Now, that alone is I have an issue with, you know. There must be some independent part where community people can lodge complaints against police behaviour. I mean, there are a lot of police that have been suspended. There are a lot of police that have been questioned about their behaviour. They get a suspension and they're back on the beat again. You know, I treat these people as government employees. Now, if the Premier of New South Wales wants to keep these thugs on her payroll, where no other government employee in New South Wales has the same luxury that they do of going out and abusing people, well, I have a big problem with that, and I think it needs to be looked at, because I treat these people, as they put on a blue uniform, they're still government employees and they have no right to carry out the actions and the activities they do.
Des Jones of the Murdi Park Regional Assembly speaking to The Wire's Aislinn Rossi.